As I'm sure you all know, today Israel is marking Yom HaZikaron, the Memorial Day for fallen soldiers. Later this afternoon, early evening, Israel time, there will be in just about every community what is called a Tekes Ma'avar, kind of a transition from the Memorial Day to the celebration of Yom HaAtzma'ut, Israel's 75th anniversary. So I thought that in that spirit, we would look today at some songs that convey this kind of transition or transitory feeling, looking back at the price that Israel has had to pay for its independence, and then looking forward towards some of the benefits that have accrued to it since its establishment 75 years ago. So with that, I'm going to begin by going back to the last song that we looked at together last week. That song, as you can see, it's on the sources for today, but it should also be on your screen, okay? The title of the song is Ha'amini Yom Yavo. Somebody is saying to a woman, that's why it's in the feminine, Ha'amini, believe, trust, Yom Yavo, the day will come. So clearly, again, this is marking some sort of a transition from a yesterday to a tomorrow, right? You know the old line that was at least reportedly written by Ibn Ezra nearly a millennium ago, He'avar ayin. Right, the past is no longer. He'atid adayin, the future hasn't come into existence yet. V'ha'hoven, the present, keheref ayin, is like the blink of an eye. So indeed, this song, Ha'amini Yom Yavo, looks backward, right? It looks back, and it looks forward as well. We listened to a rendition of it last week, but what I want to focus our attention on now are the last two stanzas. And you see that I've highlighted them on the screen, and they're also highlighted on the source sheets. Okay? And it reads as follows. Kishenovichim piyot ha-stenim. Stenim are sten guns, like machine guns. And noveach is to bark. Kishenovichim piyot ha-stenim. When the guns, when the rifles will bark, that is to say, when they're firing. Hamargemot, mortars, ne'enachot. It's like they sigh or they groan when they release their projectiles. As at that instance, meaning while the battle is going on, machshavti ta'avirani elayich re'ava achot. The singer, the poet says to his beloved that even in the midst of battle, my thoughts turn to you. And here's the clincher. Va'az, and then he says, in the throes of battle, Eda, I come to appreciate, lakrav yesh ta'am, that there's a reason that we're fighting, there's a reason why a battle is going on. Af ki ha-mechir yakar ma'od, even though the battle is expensive, it's a tremendous cost in terms of human life and other destruction. Why? Kedei she'yom yavo e-pa'am, because the battle is the necessary price that we have to pay, that one day, right, one day will come, nuchal linshom po v'lichyot, that we'll be able to live here and we'll be able to breathe freely. And that's basically the thought that's conveyed in this song and in some of the others that we'll look at. But just again, to hear the last two stanzas.
פיות הסטנים המרגימות נאנחות אז מחשבתי תעבירני אלייך רגע ויחון ואז ידע לקרב יש טעם אף כי המחיר יקר מאוד בכדי שיום יבוא אי פעם נוכל לנשום פה ולחיות Oh, yeah, but he
Okay. And with that, we'll move on. Again, with thought being given to the price that Israeli soldiers have paid since before the establishment of the state, and unfortunately down to this very day, we turn to the next song on the source sheets, the very famous Shir HaPalmach. Palmach, as you may know, is an acronym, a Rashi Tevot. The letters stand for Plugat Machatz. Pluga, a force or a company. Machatz is to strike. A Plugat Machatz is the striking force. And the Palmach was the striking force of the Haganah, of the what became in 1948 the official Israeli Defense Force, but which in the pre-state period was basically the homegrown defense of Jewish communities and of Jewish settlers against basically against Arab marauders. The Palmach itself was established already in 1941. Was indeed the, if you wish, the tip of the spear of the Haganah. Its motto was Lifkuda Tamid Anachnu, that we are always at your command, at the command of the Jewish people and of the leadership of the Yishuv. It's among its commanders was its first commander, Yitzchak Sadeh, and several other people who rose to prominence in Israel, initially in the military and subsequently in politics, including Yigal Alon, Yitzchak Rabin, and of course Moshe Dayan. The words read as follows. Misaviv ol about Yehom Hasa'ar, the storm is raging. Ah, however, Roshenu lo Yishach, our heads, we keep our heads held high. Lifkuda tamid anachnu, we're always ready to respond to a command. Tamid anu, anu ha-palmach. We are always ready, we are the palmach. Mimetula, all the way in the north, ad ha-negev in the south. Min hayam, the Mediterranean, ha-midbar, the Judean desert. Kol bachur vatov, all the best of the young people, La Neshek, have taken up arms, Kol Bachur al HaMishmar, and each one stands a guard. Nativ La Nesher Bashamayim, just as there is a path in the sky through which eagles soar, and just as there is a shvil, a path, La Pera Ben Harim, for a donkey, a wild donkey, to make its way even through the mountains, Mul oyev darkenu ya'al. We too will follow the path towards the enemy. Beinikrotu veintzurim. Even if we pass along mountainous paths amongst rocks and boulders. Rishonim tamid anachnu. The Palmach, again, is the strike force of the Haganah, was always the first. L'or hayom, whether it was by day. Uva machshach, or whether it was by night. Lifkuda tamid anachnu tamid. Again, repeating their motto, we're always at your command, Anu HaPalmach. I should point out that there was a period of time between 1941 and 1948 when the British were clamping down on the self-defense forces in the Yishuv, and essentially the Palmach of necessity became an underground organization. And during that period of time, the less said about the Palmach in public, the better. And therefore, there are indeed both recordings, audio recordings, as well as printed records of this song, where the final line, Anu HaPalmach, was replaced. It was replaced with something that, again, they didn't change the whole words. The words in general still were that of a fighting force. But again, in order to de-emphasize the role of the Palmach, a substitution was made. And instead of Anu HaPalmach, the words were Anu HaHolchim O HaOvrim Basach. Sach, may recognize as part of the word Sach Cheshbon, Sachum, a total. Sach means a formation. So Anu Halochim Basach, we're the ones who go in formation. So clearly it was still military, but it kind of disguised its specific identity as the Palmach. And another change was made, one that I'm really not sure exactly what the reasons behind it were. But in the third line of the second stanza, where it says, Kol Bachur V'tov LaNeshek, right? And then it repeats, Kol Bachur Al HaMishmar. There are actually versions of it that in the fourth line changes the word Bachur, interestingly enough, to Bachura. Because indeed there were women as well as men who were members of the Palmach and who served in its striking force. Which of these? You may remember in our introduction to the previous song, Tamini Yom Yavo, I mentioned to you at the time, and I guess it's worth repeating now, that the song that we just looked at, Hamini Yom Yavo, was either composed or at least it was first made public on the eve of Mivtza Nachshon, of the military operation that led to the clearing of the road to Jerusalem and the relief of the siege in which the old city of Jerusalem was held. And the story was actually told by Yaffa Yarkoni, who served in that brigade, of how the song Hamini Yom Yavo came to be sung for the first time. So since it's patently clear that Yaffa Yarkoni had a particular relationship to these events, I just thought it was fitting to hear her rendition of the Shir HaPalmach. Curious thing is that this was not the original tune. Like many, many of the songs that we've seen up until now, the original tune to which these words were put was a Russian tune. I imagine a Russian military tune, but a Russian tune nevertheless. And it was only subsequently, not certainly exactly how long, but it was only subsequently that somebody actually composed a new original tune to the Shir HaPalmach. Just to give you a sense of what it may have sounded like originally, do believe you can, yes, you do see it. Same words, different tune.
Misaviv yehom ha'asah, ha'oshenu lo yishach, lifkudat tamid anachnu, anu anu ha'palmach. Lifkudat tamid anachnu, anu anu ha'palmach.
Metula ad ha-negev, min hayam ad ha-midbar, kol bachur vatov la-neshek, kol bachur al ha-mishmar.
Kol bachur vatov la-neshek, kol bachur al ha-mishmar. Nesher b'shamayim, shvil ha'tere ben harim, mul oyev darkeinu ya'al, ben nikrot uven tzurim. Mul oyev darkeinu ya'al, ben nikrot uven tzurim. Rishonim tamid anachnu, leor hayom uvamachshach. Lifkudat tamid anachnu, anu anu ha-palmach.
Again, just as an indication of just how well known this song became in such a reasonably short amount of time, if you following the links that I put on the source sheets to the Zemer Reshet website, you can see that there are numerous renditions of it. I played the first one by Yaffa Yarkoni, just to give you an idea of how many others there are. Don't know if you can recognize whose voice this is. If you recognized it correctly as Richard Tucker, good for you. Okay. And with that, we move along. And the next song is again one that looks again both back and forward. And the title of the song is Lo Tenutaka Shalshelet. A shalshelet, like a sharsheret, is a chain. Lo Tenutaka Shalshelet is that the chain of tradition, the chain of heritage, the chain of nationalism, of identity. Lo Tenutak, it will never be broken, it will never come apart, the links will never be separated. The composer of the words, Avram Levinson, again, like just about everyone we've seen to date, born in Eastern Europe, in this case in Poland, had a what we would call a day school education, probably attended a cheder, but it was a traditional education, and went on to study law at Warsaw University. And in the 1930s, he became the director of the Jewish National Fund in Poland. And after he settled in Israel in 1935, he continued to work for the Jewish National Fund. And later on, he became the director of the cultural division of the Histadrut, of the General Workers' Council in Israel. And he wrote both in Hebrew and in Yiddish. And it's significant, given the title of this song, Lo Tenutaka Shalshelet, that the chain will not be broken, that for a while he served as the editor of a Yiddish journal called The Golden Eket, which means the golden chain. The words are Shilshom, the day before yesterday, meaning again, looking back, right? Shilshom, shudadnu, we were robbed. Etmol, yesterday, hushmadnu, we were destroyed. Hayom, today, however, maradnu, we rebel. Nimrod, gam machar, and we will continue. Uvelahat tzar, in spite of all of our pain and aggravation. Uvemachat tzar, and with everything that's swirling around us. Nifrotz kol sha'ar, we will break through every gate. Sagur misugar, whether it's closed or whether it's not. Kol od belibenu tikad hatochelet, and we will continue as long as within us there burns this purpose. And the purpose is lo tenutaka shalshelet, that again, that the chain will not be broken. And it continues shilchom, again the day before yesterday, literally tzipinu, we had these expectations. Etmol, yesterday, marinu, we began our rebellion. Hayom alinu, today we go up, perhaps literally to the land of Israel. V'na'al macharin, we will continue our aliyah in the future. Uma'atzor ayin la'of b'ashamayim, if we look above us into the heavens, la'ach v'achot haba'im minechar, and we look out towards the Jews who are going to be joining us from abroad, alon na'ale la'mchora ha'goela, together we will go up to this place, to this crucible of our redemption. And again, lo tenutaka shalshelet, the chain will not be broken. Shir oz nashira, we will sing a song, either we will sing it vigorously, or we will sing a song celebrating our vigor. Moked navira, and we will light a flame. Ushvil naira, in order to illuminate the path, la'ach nodei, to our wandering brothers, arguably displaced persons throughout Europe. Et shvil ha noar, lahod v'zohar, and particularly as we light a beacon to light the way to Israel for young people. Ulechaye tohar shalam oved, and again this notion of the Jewish people redeeming itself through physical labor. Kavol lo tichbe lo olam hagachelet, and that burning ember will never be extinguished. And lo tenutaka shalshelet, and again the chain will never be broken. And here we go.
לא תנותק השלשלת, יחד עם יהודה, יחד עם כל המחזורים, יחד עם כל הקהל. השיר הזה הוא במקרה לא של יהודה אורן. במקרה. לא תנותק השלשלת.
And as the day goes on, and we get closer to Yom HaAtzma'ut, and we look back less frequently and look forward more frequently, we have here a song. The words were written by an Israeli poet whose pen name is Shin Shalom. His actual name was Shalom Yosef Shapira. And again, born in Poland in 1904, came on Aliyah with his family at the age of 18 in the early 1920s. And his family was was Hasidic royalty in a sense. That is to say, his grandfather was the Admor of Drovich. His father subsequently became the Admor of Drovich. He and his father and other members of his family were belonged to a coterie of Hasidim who established a well-known place in Israel called Kfar Hasidim. And it may very well be that it is on account of his Hasidic background that the words to this song, words in praise of the new state that was being established, are somewhat more religious than some of those that we've seen previously. The opening stanza, in fact, Medina, Medina, right, our state, La'ami hanoded, for a wandering people, the Jewish people. Ki gilui ha-shechina le'einenu neglet. So he associates the appearance or the revelation of the state of Israel with nothing less than the appearance or the revelation of the Shechina, of God's presence or providence. Bizra'ot ahava tiftechi sha'arech. The state of Israel will open its doors lovingly for whom? L'sridei lehava hachomdim afarech. To those who survive the flames of the Holocaust, hachomdim afarech, who are desirous to be reunited with the land of Israel. Bach yakum dor chadash. In the state of Israel, there will rise a new generation. Bach yanuv hamidbar. And the wilderness will bear fruit. Kol sadeh bach mikdash. Every field in the land of Israel is sacred. Le'oved hayashar, providing that those who work it do so properly. At tis'i barama b'sora la'amim. The state of Israel will give forth a call, a clarion call to other nations, mitruat milchama, and it will transition from the trumpets that sound battle and war, lishlom alamim, to trumpets or to announcing eternal peace. At kinor korina, the state of Israel is the harp, as it were, the instrument for all celebration. At Mishkan Kogoel, it is the residence of all intermediaries for the redemption of the Jewish people. Medina, Medina, which state? Medinat Yisrael, the state of Israel. Although this song was written before the state was established, I thought that it was also, it fit in to this context of looking forward and not just back. The title of the song is Shuru Habitu Ure'u. That's basically three synonyms, right? The most simplest one, of course, is Re'u, to look, Habitu, to glance. Shuru is to observe. So somebody is calling upon other people to take a good look. And what is he asking them to take a good look at? Shuru Habitu Ure'u, Magadol Hayom Hazeh, Hayom Hazeh. What a great day today is. And of course, today, as Dalet Iyar, is a great day. You know, of course, that historically speaking, the state of Israel was actually established on Dalet Iyar, right? Hey Iyar, the 15th of May in 1948, fell on Shabbat. And that was the day on which the British mandate of Palestine legally terminated. But the state couldn't be declared on Shabbat, right? In spite of everything, in spite of all of the differences between religious, secular, et cetera, there was not merely a consensus, but a unanimous understanding that the state could not be declared. You could not have a formal establishment of a state on Shabbat, and therefore it actually anticipated Shabbat. So that is the great day, right? But of course, this having been written in 1936 was not talking about Hey Iyar. I'm just using the idea of Hayom Hazeh somewhat loosely. Ein Shoketet Bechazeh. Again, the idea of there is a flame burning within. But what is the flame for? The Hamachresha. There's a plow. And the call is Shuv Polachat Basadeh. Go back to work in the field. Hamachresha, take the plow. Shuru Hamachresha, look at it. Shuv Polachat Basadeh, and go back to work in the field. And then there's a litany here of agricultural implements. Eight, a hoe, makosh, another garden tool, toria, kilshon, pitchfork, hitlakdu b'se'ara. All of these different agricultural instruments got together. B'se'ara is though in a swirling around. V'nadli kashuv, shuv et ha'adama b'shalhevet yiruka. And with these instruments, and with this esh that burns within us, says the poet, we will rekindle the earth, that is to say, we will cause it to grow again. But what kind of a flame will rekindle it? It won't be a red flame. It'll be a shalhevet yiruka. It'll be a green flame. I don't know whether this song is even sung by the Green Party in Israel or whether people who are ecologically minded are even aware of it. But the idea of shalhevet yiruka, of rekindling a green flame in the earth. And again, uru, awaken, ha'apilu, rise up, alu, ma mora, ma ra'av, me ra'av, lo nechat, lo ni'af. If there is hunger, then all we need to do is to grow food in order to feed people. And we won't tire of it, ad she'azuvu shuv dvash misela v'chalav. We'll continue our agricultural efforts until we get back to an idyllic situation where honey will come from rocks, right? A biblical expression. Ad sheshuv yazuvu shuv dvash misela v'chalav. And here is the song. Shuv Ben Adrekashuv. So the story behind this song is that it was composed almost spontaneously by, as you see, the just get back again to the top, by the, both the words and the tune, by somebody named Zalman Chen. And the story behind it is that when he heard about the establishment of the very first settlement in a series that was known as Choma u'Migdal. These were settlements in the mid to late 1930s. It began where they were established literally overnight. People, not only the ones who were going to settle it, but from nearby places would come, and under the cover of darkness, they would set up settlements. And they were called Choma u'Migdal. That is to say, they were fortified settlements. And the story behind this is that Zalman Chen, when he heard about the establishment of the very first of these settlements, which happened to be a place called Beit Yosef, which is situated in Emek Beit Shan, decided to mark the occasion, to celebrate or to mark the occasion, by writing this song about the establishment of agricultural settlements, as I said, featuring this idea of a green, of rekindling the earth with a green flame. Present at that occasion was somebody whose name we've mentioned before, Avraham Hertzfeld, who was known as the Avi HaYishuv, in a sense, the father of the settlement movement, and who made it his life's work, really, to be present, at least during the late 30s and 40s, at the establishment of every new settlement in Israel. And when he was called upon, deferentially, to say a few words to the assembled, what he would do, apparently, at least according to some of the records, at every single occasion, was to sing this song. So this song, the one about rekindling the flame of agriculture in the land of Israel, essentially, at least for a time, was actually the anthem of the settlement movement in Israel. In a couple of the songs that we've listened to this morning and in many of the previous ones, we saw somewhat of an accent on the idea of young people coming to the land of Israel, young people participating in the rebuilding of the land and the rekindling of the flames. And this song is actually entitled Shirat HaNoar, Shira HaNoar, calling upon the youth to sing and to join in the celebration. I couldn't find out much about it, save for the fact that the author, Shmuel Bas, died in 1949. So again, it's not unlikely that this was one of those songs that greeted the establishment of the new state of Israel in 1948. The words are Shira Hanoar, calling upon the youth to sing out. Why? Shira Tidenu, to sing the song of our future. The youth, of course, are the future of the Jewish people. Shir Hitchadshut, a song of renewal, binyan, of building, va'aliyah, and of resettling the land of Israel. Min ha'gola yin ha'ruachenu, that our brothers, and again, probably talking specifically about survivors of the Shoah, yinharu will stream together from the diaspora, Eretz Moledet Kama Litchia, and they will enable the land of Israel, the birthplace of the Jewish people, to be revived. Miza Cholel Hapela, what is the instrument that is able to bring about this wondrous opportunity for young people in particular to return? Eretz Moledet, the birthplace, the land of Israel. Mizehe Kim Kolela, where all of this building and reconstruction taking place? Eretz Moledet, again, in the birthplace of the Jewish people. And again, it addresses the youth, and it says, Zo Yadcha, it's your hand, Yadcha hi Hazorat. If anybody is going to plant in the land of Israel, it will be you. Zo Yadcha, Yadcha hi Hanotaat. If anybody, again, is going to plant trees, it will be you. Kol Od HaNoar Lanu Bamoledet, as long as we continue to have dedicated young people, Kum Yakum Chazonam Yisrael, then the vision of the Jewish people, in some versions, the word is chalom rather than chazon, the dream of the Jewish people, will see its fruition. And we have, okay, pick back of which one? No, okay. For the closing song today, and again, because we're still in that twilight period between the Yom HaZikaron and the Yom HaAtzma'ot, I thought that this song was a good one to close with, because it's both nostalgic as well as expective. It's called Heinefshar. It's still in the realm of possibility. This time, the poet is very well known, Chaim Chefer, one of Israel's best known, perhaps even in this case, the first that we've come across of native Israeli-born poets, Palestinian-born technically, but in any event. And as you can see, he wrote this in 1948. So this is clearly a song of promise. As the words say, Bashalechet, shalechet is in the fall when leaves fall off the trees. Noshev kvar hastav, right? That the autumn wind is already causing leaves to fall off the trees. Havak badrachim et shaka, and the roads, which in the summer, the dust comes up, it's now settling. Vahayom rak elayich nisraf, v'cholema pkisha rechoka. And the day is kind of worn out, and we look forward, we even dream about some future reunion. And he says about this future, henefshar, that it is possible. Ki od erev yavo, that an evening like this will come again in the future. Vahasha'ar yachrok lo dumam, and the gates will close. Ve'enayich yuko tovot, and your eyes will be bright. Kmo ein milchama ba'olam, as they would brighten indeed if there were no more war. So the implication would clearly be that this was written at the time that there were still battles going on. You know, of course, that the war didn't end on May 15th with the Declaration of Independence. That effectively is when the war first began. And then it continues, and you get the refrain, hein efshar, indeed it is possible. Shehiyeza pashut kvar machar, perhaps it can be as soon as tomorrow. It's possible of a jeep she'avar, that with a passing jeep, a military vehicle, arguably, sha'agu bachurim, the soldiers, the young men sitting in the jeep will call out. What will they say? Ki nigmar. They'll say it's over, the war. Hein efshar, it is indeed possible, she'yeze pashut kvar machar, that it can happen as soon as tomorrow.
Shev kvar hastav, ha'avak badrachim at shaka, ve'hayom rak elayich nisraf, ve'cholem al pgisha rechoka. En efshar ki od erev yavo, ve'hashar yachrok lo duma. אפשר כי פתאום ניפגש במשלט או בדרך עפר, אין אפשר בין עשן ובין אש גם לחלום שהכל כבר נגמר. אין אפשר, אין אפשר שיהיה זה פשוט כבר מחר.
on that note of possibility and anticipation, we again acknowledge the contributions made by everyone who fought on behalf of the State of Israel, both for its establishment and subsequently. And we look forward to the continuation of Israeli independence, and to wish you all, as the traditional greeting is in Israel, Mo'adin l'simcha v'ligeula shelema. May we indeed merit seeing the State of Israel, reshit tzmichat geulatenu, as the blossoming, the first blossoming of our redemption. We take a quick look at the somebody seems to know what the original tune of Shira Palmach was in Russian. Thank you. Partisans from Amur. Okay. And someone did recognize Richard Tucker. Okay. When is the last session of this series? Let's see. I think that we'll probably continue until Shavuot. We really haven't. We've gotten up to 1948. I think that there's plenty to look at for the next couple of weeks. So I imagine, I don't know exactly how many weeks that gives us, but probably until the week of Shavuot. I will look at a calendar. I'll talk to Rabbi Kelman, and I'll talk to Shira, and certainly by next week we'll be able to give you a definite time of when we conclude. The last song was sung by Nechama Hendel. That was the name of the singer of the last song. Oh, somebody wrote, I hope you'll be able to continue at least till Shavuot. Good. Baruch Shekivanti. Okay. With that, to everybody again, take care, and we'll see you again next week.
Okay, I just want to thank you. It was just amazing. As someone who was born in Israel and was in the army, all those songs are in my heart. It's a history, and it's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm glad that we get an opportunity to get them from the heart to the vocal cords and out again. That's amazing. That's the way to go.
Thank you.
Comes in through the ears, goes into the heart, and then comes back out.
Was each week recorded? I was not able to attend all of them.
Yes, they're all in the archive.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
I just want to thank you for this amazing class. I really enjoyed it, but I will be leaving for Israel on Sunday for 4 weeks, so I'm afraid I'm going to miss the next few sessions, but it's been fantastic. Thank you.
I hope you can pick up some of it in Israel.
I hope so.
I think some people there still know some of these songs.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. The song about the words of Tachanun. I recognize the words Habitu Shemaim Re'ei.
Sorry, somebody's trying to say something, but it's broken up.
Okay, the words from the song Habit Re'ei, the other
Shum Habitu Re'u.
Shum Habitu Re'u. Right. Were those words taken from Tachanun? The
Not literally. Obviously, they're biblical expressions, but that combination of words is not biblical.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you for the well-prepared program.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful to see you all. Take good care.
You too.